With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Vice President Vance leading a delegation to Greenland today. The group, including Second Lady Usha Vance, will be visiting an American Space Force base. A leading defense policy expert cautions of possible Iranian retaliation here at home if the U.S. military hits targets inside Iran.
Former Senator Jim Talent says there's a good chance Iran would deploy sleeper cells in a bid to assassinate the president.
Yeah, I would think that's almost a dead certainty if we were to attack Iran directly.
Talent says the people of Iran may demand a response from their own government.
They've been hurt very badly, and it is a region where strength and success matters.
Talent tells the Salem Radio Network that's why Iran's regime may feel a need to strike some kind of blow inside the U.S. just to remain in power. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Attorney General Pam Bondi says there's one less dangerous criminal alien on the loose this morning.
He is an illegal alien from El Salvador, and he will not be living in our country much longer. He's in custody this morning. One of the top leaders right here near our nation's capital.
Bondi says a 24-year-old man, allegedly the East Coast leader of the violent MS-13 street gang, was arrested in Woodbridge, Virginia, just south of Washington. Thailand and neighboring Myanmar have been shaken by a 7.7 magnitude earthquake. A Bangkok high-rise under construction came crashing down. The Thai defense minister says 90 people are missing. There are 3 fatalities at the construction site. There have been multiple high-water rescues across South Texas, where intense thunderstorms in the Rio Grande Valley have unleashed flash flooding. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 18 points, and this is SRN News. The Trump administration is investigating a Portland, Oregon school district over letting a transgender athlete compete in girls' sports.
The Department of Education said it was investigating whether the school district's actions violated Title IX, a 1972 law barring sex discrimination in education. School officials maintain they are in compliance, but the administration said it received a complaint of a high school transgender athlete competing in girls' track and field over the last 2 seasons. Last month, President Trump signed an order to keep biological males out of girls' and women's sports. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
A recent survey reveals that American Christians are more pro-Israel and less anti-Semitic than Christians in the United Kingdom. The survey, conducted by Chosen People Ministries, which evangelizes to Jewish communities, according to the data, nearly 6 in 10 American Christians have a favorable view of Jews compared to just half of British Christians. SRN News. A proposed Muslim city in Texas is under investigation.
The Texas State Securities Board launches an investigation into the East Plano Islamic Center for potential fraudulent activity with the development project. The project is called Epic City, an all-Muslim development northeast of Dallas that would include over 1,000 homes for Muslims only, a new mosque, a Muslim school, and a Muslim community college. Epic is one of the largest mosques in North Texas and has been accused of promoting Sharia law. State Attorney General Ken Paxton also launched an investigation into the real estate development project. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The courts continue throwing up roadblocks in the way of Trump administration agendas. In this case, a federal judge in Illinois temporarily blocking the Labor Department from implementing parts of the president's executive orders aimed at curbing DEI efforts among federal contractors and grant recipients. SRNnews.com.